Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
It's the WGN Radio Football Podcast.
You better pass!
Here's Kevin Powell.
Welcome into a fresh episode of the WGN Radio Football Podcast. A big one ahead. Bears-Packers Saturday night at Soldier Field. Wild card matchup. I'm Kevin Powell, joined by Nicholas Moriano from Marquee Sports Network. He's part of the recap all over social media. Nicholas, thanks for jumping on, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Big game, big game.
Biggest Bears game in years. How is Nicholas feeling? Are you feeling a victory? What are the vibes right now for you?
I mean, I'm going back and forth here, Kevin. I could see the Bears winning this game in a tight game as they have done all season long. And I can also see the opposite of that, where the Packers come into Soldier Field and win. But I'm leaning towards a Bears victory.
Yeah, I am leaning towards a Bears victory, too. I do think it's going to be close. When you think about, if we're going to get into the X's and O's here, keys to the game, Bears win this game if they do what, Nicholas?
I think it's a combination of things here, Kevin. One, they have to start faster than what they've done the past two times that they faced the Green Bay Packers, being scoreless in the first half in Lambeau, only scoring 3 points at Soldier Field. You can't have that happen. So you have to have a faster start, and I think the way you got to do that, Kevin, is with the run game. That needs to set the tone for this offense to allow other things in the passing game to open up for Caleb Williams. So that's one of the things. But also, they need to continue this trend that they've been having at home at Soldier Field with not allowing opponents to get into the end zone. Number two in the NFL, they finished the regular season in red zone defense at home. So that needs to continue here in the playoffs, and especially against the Green Bay Packers on Saturday night.
What do you think they're going to do defensively? Because this front four doesn't generate much pressure at all. Dennis Allen, when he has sent the blitz the past couple of weeks, they've been torched on man coverage. What do you expect to see out of Dennis Allen's defense this week?
I think you got to have a combination because, as you mentioned, and just go back to that Lions game, 19-16 loss. Whatever Dennis Allen was doing, and whether it was man, whether it was zone, Jared Goff was able to pick them apart. So with a guy like Jordan Love, he's a guy that will take his opportunities. He's someone that's going to disperse the football regardless of who the receiver or pass catcher is. So there's no preference there for him. So I think for Dennis Allen, you're going to have to give him different looks at different times. I don't like the Bears' opportunity to play man coverage on some of those crossing routes. You go back to Lambeau Field and Christian Watson's slant touchdown that he had on C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who won't be playing, but that's just not a strength of this Bears defense, the speed. So I would like to see, I think, a little bit more zone in this one, and you got to be strategic when you do call those man coverage type of defensive plays.
Yeah, and good news on the injury front this week. Roma Dunze, good to go. Ozzie Trapillo and Kyler Gordon, where it looked like for a minute there we wouldn't see him out at all the rest of the season. And he's missed 14 games with a few different injuries, the latest a groin. We've seen him at practice this week. Kyler Gordon is exactly what this defense needs. I don't know how much they're going to get out of Kyler Gordon. I mean, we have seen how long it's taken Jalen Johnson really to get back into it. Even he admitted that, right? It's taken him time so far. And this, you know, this is not a shot at Jalen Johnson. It's clear he's not playing at his peak ability. He's just not. You know, for the past couple of years, we saw him look like one of the best defensive backs in the league. It has taken him some time. Now, maybe that it's been, 4 weeks now? It's the playoffs. We might see more out of Jalen Johnson. But Kyler Gordon is the exact guy this defense needs. And if he can be anything close to 100%, I think Dennis Allen can do a lot with Kyler Gordon. And you mentioned some of those one-on-one matchups that the Packers exploited last time they met. The last two times, really. I just think Kyler Gordon would be a huge addition if he's near full go on Saturday.
Yeah, no, he definitely will be. I mean, his ability to play at the line of scrimmage and be a blitzer off the edge is huge for what Dennis Allen can do. But I'm curious, if he's the guy in those opportunities that has to defend against some of those crossers, where's his long speed at? Where is he going to be stride for stride with some of these fast wide receivers that the Packers do have? But he is an X factor there. Not that this really matters here, Kevin, but he's only played in three games this season. The Bears have won all three of those games, Washington, New Orleans, and Philadelphia, so just saying. But I think Kyler Gordon, I guess technically the Philly one doesn't count because he was supposed to play but then got injured, but it's going to be a nice asset to have for Dennis Allen. They have such a versatile piece in this defense. I think when they envisioned this season, number six, Kyler Gordon was a big part of that. But obviously the injuries have really plagued him, what he's been able to do in 2025.
Yeah, and I think, you know, going back to the offensive side of the ball, you think about the way last game started at Soldier Field. We know how it ended, the bomb to DJ Moore, the onside kick, the crazy ending. The Bears opened up that game. First of all, they forced a turnover on downs. Packers went for it on 4th-and-1 at the Bears' 7-yard line. Bears stopped them. Bears go 10 plays, 70 yards, get to the Packers' 4-yard line, and then there was that bad snap trick play that Ben Johnson called. But I think that's exactly what they need, and they ran the ball on that drive between the tackles. I want the Bears to run the football Saturday night and dominate in that area because I think it's their strength when they do play well. And I think there's been some stretches here. We saw it last week against Detroit. We've seen it a handful of times this season where this offense kind of goes on a stretch where it's 3 and outs. They're not stacking drives. They're not stacking first downs. You can do all that by running the football. Run the ball Saturday night at Soldier Field.
Absolutely, Kevin. That's got to be the recipe for success for the Bears to come out with a win on Saturday night. And you mentioned that play at the end of that first drive, that weird snap where, you know, obviously turnover on downs. Ben Johnson was asked about some of the creativity this week, and he focused in on instead the fundamentals of the types of plays. And I just go back to the last playoff game that Ben Johnson was a part of against the Washington Commanders and the Detroit Lions. Remember, Jameson Williams threw a pass in that game and was intercepted. I wonder if this game, Ben Johnson just keeps it a little bit more simple. Like, you know your run game has got you to this point where you are the number two seed in the NFC or the NFC North champs. Run the football. That's how it got you there. That's what I expect to see a lot of throughout this game. And you got to see if the Green Bay Packers can stop that run game. If they can, then that's where you can maybe open things up a little bit and obviously rely on Caleb Williams and his arm. But I fully anticipate Sal Mununga, DeAndre Swift, this Bears offensive line to set the tone to really open up this Bears offense.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Ben Johnson tries to get the ball to Luther Burden more, who's really come on late. The rookies have had a great season. I mean, Colston Loveland early on was quiet, wasn't really involved in the offense. We're all wondering, hey, you took a tight end with the 10th pick. Where is he at? And he has been great for the Bears down the stretch. I think it's 16 catches, couple touchdowns over the past 2 weeks. Kyle Manungai, what he's brought to the offense, Trapillo, and Luther Burden, who, you know, I'm a Roma Dunze fan, but there's some real value in Luther Burden. He is dangerous with the football. I would not be surprised if Ben Johnson tries to get him the ball more often Saturday night.
I wouldn't be surprised with that either. And I think, too, this is, look, last game they played without Roma Dunze, right? I mean, like, it's been a couple of games now without Rome. What does he look like now with this offense? You have Luther Burden as well. I just think that this opens up the opportunities for the pass game against some Packers DBs that have given up big plays. So that's why, again, the emphasis is on the run game, to establish that early, to have everybody play up a little closer to the line of scrimmage, and then you take those shots. You give Luther Burden those opportunities in one-on-one. Roma Dunze has been somebody when, early on in the season, he was winning those one-on-one matches as well. So I there are a lot of opportunities, a lot of weapons for Ben Johnson to utilize, Colston Loveland obviously being a big part of that too. But it all stems to the run game being successful. If that happens, Kevin, I do like the Bears' chances to do some good things offensively and do good things offensively early on in this game.
I'm not looking ahead because we're all hyped for the Bears-Packers game. But this has been a huge success of a season for Caleb Williams. It has. He has been, for the most part, very good. 3,900 passing yards, 27 touchdowns. Once again, protecting the football, just 7 interceptions. They cut down on the sacks this year. Much of that obviously has to do with the rebuilt offensive line and the play calling in Ben Johnson. But I think Caleb deserves some credit there, too, because last year we credited some of those sacks on Caleb. We put them on Caleb. So you feel really good about where the Bears are at right now. And that's why this one feels a little different for me, because if everybody does love Ben Johnson as much as they say they do, and understandably so, right, that this season has been magical, you should have faith in this Bears team. If you love Ben Johnson, you're a Caleb fan, you're a believer in those two guys. Those two guys are going to turn this organization around, and the Bears are going to be in it for years to come, pushing for the playoffs, winning division titles, maybe winning it all. These are the games, right? These are why you have the first overall quarterback, the belief in that quarterback. This is why you bring in a Ben Johnson for games like these. So I know everybody's a little nervous. Nobody wants to get too excited and start thinking about a win, because the Packers have delivered dagger after dagger to the Chicago Bears and the fan base. But Caleb and Ben Johnson, for me, Nicholas, bring a totally different confidence to a matchup like this than we've seen between the Bears and Packers before.
I completely agree, and I've seen this notion on just Bears Twitter where, you know, the Bears are a season early, right? They're doing this ahead of schedule. And maybe that's true, but it doesn't guarantee this team will be back next season. However, that's why you have to take advantage of the moment that they're in. They win this game, they're going to have that next game at Soldier Field as well. And you don't know if that happens, Kevin, you don't know where this team's going to end up going. And so, like, Caleb Williams has talked about it this for the last couple of weeks now. He said, paraphrasing here, that he's meant for these games, these moments. Yeah. Ben Johnson's been in those moments in Detroit. Why can't it be this team right here, right now, on this run that they currently have? And like you, I do have confidence that those two, at the arguably the most important positions on a football team, your quarterback and head coach, they're the right guys for this team. And so on Saturday night, I expect those two to be a huge part as to why the Bears end up winning and defeating the Green Bay Packers and moving on in the 2025 postseason.
Yeah, and going back to the last Bears-Packers matchup, which was a Saturday night as well, Bears are 1-0 on Saturday nights against the Packers this season, Nicholas. I don't know if you knew that. A fun little fact. I actually didn't think Ben had his best game with the play calling. I thought he got away from running the football. They ended up winning it. But you do have a belief in Ben Johnson going into games, especially compared to some other coaches we've had here in town, that he's not going to be out-schemed, right? That he's going to bring a legitimate, modern offense game plan to each and every matchup. Again, that gives me more confidence in the Bears than I've had in the past.
No doubt about it. And, you know, I know I've talked about the run game so much, even just in our short time talking, but that also gives me a lot of confidence in this team that at the basis of what they do offensively, they know how to run the football. And Caleb Williams has talked all season long how important that is for a quarterback. So just knowing that Ben and Dan Rochard, the offensive line coach, they know how to schematically build an offensive line to take advantage of defensive fronts and run the football and get effective yards, that is a good foundation to be set on to where you can build everything else. Because the Bears really haven't had that, a good foundation running game with players that can execute their respective jobs. So, yeah, when you look at it, when Ben Johnson goes into these games against these, you know, good defensive coordinators, I don't know there's many DCs that have the advantage over him. Right? Like, yeah. I feel like when you go into a game, you have an advantage at that spot schematically. And that's, again, something that's very different from a Bears team and a Bears head coach.
I think from a fan's perspective, the regular season finale, the energy was much different from the previous home game, which was the Packers game, because it was sort of a game that mattered but kind of didn't matter. It was just a seeding situation. But from the players' perspective, that was one angry locker room after the game, Nicholas. I was in it. You were there. They were not happy. I know they ended up with the 2 seed, and we brought that up to some of the players. They were happy to have the 2 seed, but in the moment after that game, a couple of guys were like, we wanted to earn this. We wanted to do it on our own terms. And that's sort of the tone I've picked up from Caleb and some of the players, too. Like, they're not happy with the way the regular season ended. So you can look at it a couple different ways, right? Like, 2 losses going into the playoffs, does that kill momentum, or does it add some fuel to the locker room? I could just see how upset Caleb was after that game. They really, really wanted that. I think there's just kind of a different edge with this team right now.
Yeah, I think it was a good learning point for that team that when you are not on your P's and Q's and on the details, that's what can happen. But now at this stage, you do that, you lose, you're out. Mm-hmm. I think it was just a good reminder for that team that hadn't had a two-game losing streak. You had to go all the way back to weeks 1 and 2 against the Minnesota Vikings-Detroit Lions. So I think this is a good, as they've been talking about this week, a nice reset. Yeah. Going into the postseason. And look, the Green Bay Packers are on a 4-game losing streak going into the playoffs. Probably not where they want to be, but I think both these teams are going to obviously want to look to get right here and continue their season past Saturday night. But it's a good reset for the defense that I think obviously gave up way too many yards against Detroit and way too many points against San Francisco in the back-to-back losses. But let's see what they can do against Jordan Love and that Packers offense. And, you know, like I said earlier on, keep them out of the end zone.
Keep them out of the end zone. Here's the latest WGN Weather Center forecast for Saturday night, Nicholas. Cloudy, blustery, and colder with passing snow showers. Bears kickoff forecast. Cloudy and blustery with west winds sustained at 16 miles per hour. Gusting near 25. Chance for some passing snow showers. Game time temperature 30 degrees, low 23. That translates into bear weather, Nicholas. It's going to be quite the scene Saturday night.
As it should be, Kevin, as it should be, with a little bit of snow, gust, wind between two NFC North teams and the Bears and Packers, I think it's the perfect setting for what should be a really good game on Saturday night.
Do you like that they're playing Saturday night?
I'm going back and forth with this. Yes, I want to kind of, with how much has been said throughout the week, I just want this game to get here.
Yeah.
You know, don't prolong the, you know, for a Sunday, you know, afternoon. Let's get it done Saturday night and see what ends up happening. So I am good with the Saturday night game. How about yourself?
Yeah, I think it's exciting for fans because it's Saturday night. They don't have to wake up early. They don't have to go to work, bars, parties, all of that. And, yeah, I think for some it's like we want this game to be here. My perspective, I think if you earn the 2 seed, you shouldn't have to play on a short week. That's my only issue with it. Packers rested just most of their starters last week, so when it comes to that area, it's advantage Green Bay. I'm kind of nitpicking, but I think an extra day of rest and an extra day of preparation would have benefited the Bears. But I don't know. Saturday night primetime, it's just going to be absolutely electric. You could feel it in the city right now. I know everybody's buzzing over this game. So my official prediction is Bears 24, Green Bay 21. What's the Nicholas Mariano official game prediction?
Yeah, I had this going 24-20 in the Bears' favor, so kind of right in line with what you're thinking there, Kevin. But look, this is going to come down to the final, couple minutes in the fourth quarter, as it has for a majority of this season. So the cardiac Bears, I think, will strike again and, you know, give the Bears fans what they want to see one last time, at least for one more time this season.
Yeah, maybe it comes down to a Cairo kick. I'm kind of feeling that. He talked about preparing for this game, so maybe we'll see Cairo come up clutch late in this one. That is Nicholas Mariano. Follow him on Twitter. I had your Twitter up. No, I don't. Plug away, Nicholas. Where could everybody follow you?
Yeah, just at Nicholas Mariano, M-O-R-E-A-N-O. I also have my YouTube channel, The Nicholas Mariano Show. But, yeah, you can find my work literally everywhere. On social media, but I'm going to always post on my ex Twitter account, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, at Nicholas Mariano.
Great coverage as always. Thanks a bunch for jumping on, Nicholas. I'll see you at Soldier Field.
Sounds like a plan, Kevin.
And that's the latest episode of the WGN Radio Football Podcast. I'm Kevin Powell. Thanks again to Nicholas for joining me. Thanks to Ernie Skatton for his help producing the podcast. And thank you for listening. Bears, Packers on the lakefront. Going to be electric Saturday night in Chicago. Thanks again for listening. This is the WGN Radio Football Podcast.